This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. You are listening on GCN Live. If you hop up to my website, therealside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a bunch of things you can do up there. Give me your email address. Seriously. Give me your email address, because I only send information out like once a week. Let you know who's going to be in the show, what we're going to be talking about. Yeah, there are offers in the email that you can take advantage of and or blow off. It doesn't matter. I don't come to your house and knock on your door and say, why? What did you buy? Anyway, again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Now, I wasn't going to do this story, but I'll have some fun with it. Anyway, I don't really care, but somebody felt the need to send it to me, so we can talk about it. The ABC is canceling a bunch of shows. Now, there's a few shows that my wife and I really like that we try to watch together from time to time. I'm not telling you what they are. Maybe I should tell you what they are. Castle was one of them. I always got a kick out of Castle. And what was that? What was that other show? Castle and whatever. Right? The I don't Nashville? Anybody? I don't even know what Nashville is. Is that one of those weird reality shows? And then there was a show, I guess another show called Agent Carter. Don't know what that is either. Maybe they should have been canceled. If I don't have a clue as to what they are, maybe they should be canceled. I have no idea. And then Agent Carter. See, I shouldn't do these stories. I should hold them on Monday. What is it, Pop Culture Monday? Because I have no clue as to what these things are. And not that I care, but I think it's hilarious that many of you are more upset about shows being canceled. Yeah, Rizzoli and Isles. That was the other one we used to like a while. I like that one mostly because it takes place where I grew up. It takes place in Boston. But anyway, But it was one of those things, when somebody said it to me, aren't you upset about this? I'm thinking, they're shows. First of all, they make more money than I do, so why would I be upset at them, with them? Secondly, they get residuals forever and ever and ever. Right? Not a big deal? They're going to be doing well for those shows. All right, so the story I was going to talk about. The Air Force has been losing pilots and planes like crazy. Right there, again, go grab my piece off my website. The piece is about how Democratic presidents, Democrats elected, when they're elected, that one of the first things they do is they go after the military budget. They start cutting stuff all over the place. One of the worst offenders, one of the worst offenders was Bill Clinton. He tried to cut billions in his first year without really understanding what it was all about. Now, just a few years ago, in March 2011, when a pair of U.S. Air Force B-1 bombers during a harsh winter storm took off from the base in South Dakota to fly across the world to launch the air campaign in Libya. That was only 16 hours after the order was given. Today, many in the Air Force are questioning whether a similar mission could still be accomplished. Because of the budget cuts, the U.S. is now short by over 4,000 airmen. You know how long it will be to get those guys back in and back up to speed? Now, they need these guys to maintain and fly these planes. 700 of them are pilots, and they don't have the spare parts they need. Now, you know, the Air Force maintains a boneyard. Is it in Arizona? It's either in Arizona or New Mexico, because it's a perfect setup. It's a perfect situation for them to be able to, store airplanes. It's perfect environment, perfect weather. The story goes on to say it's not only the personnel that are tired, it's the aircraft that are tired as well. Master Sergeant Bruce Fomer said, who has over two decades of experience in Air Force working on B-1 bombers. Now, the news source visited two U.S. Air Force bases, including South Dakota's Ellsworth Air Force Base, located 35 miles from Mount Rushmore. And that's where Fromer is stationed, to see the resource problem firsthand. Now, they walked around, they investigated, they took looks at the planes that were there. Many of the airmen reported feeling burnt out and exhausted due to the current pace of operations. They also have limited resources to support them, so that makes it even worse. We have only 20 aircraft, he said, Fromer said. Now, right now, out of the 20, only 9 are flyable, because the others need parts. Now, the B-1 bomber worked on 20 years ago. He said the B-1 bomber he worked on 20 years ago had 1,000 flight hours on it. Now we're looking at some of the airplanes out here that are pushing over 10,000 flight hours, he said. In 10 years, we cut our flying program in half. A B-1 pilot at Ellsworth who returned home in January, Captain Elizabeth Jardine, had a six-month deployment in the Middle East, waging an anti-ISIS campaign. On an overcast day in the middle of May, with temperatures hovering in the low 50s, two B-51 bombers were supposed to launch at 9. They were going to fly 1,000 miles south to White Sands Missile Range in New Mexico for a five-hour exercise. On that day, though, only one of the two B-1s taxied to the runway, was able to take off. The other sat near the runway for 2 hours, eventually took off, but wasn't able to participate. They had parts problems. Hey, I'm Joe Bacini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. A lot more coming up after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. I don't want to belittle that at all. Anyway, I got to tell you something. Please. All right, I appreciate what you sent me, the stuff that you send me. But, man, it's so hard to get through all the stories. So don't get upset. Don't send it twice. I got it. I can't respond to you guys and say, yeah, I got that. You know what I mean? Anyway, always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. So we were talking about these parts and pieces that are missing, that they don't have enough parts and pieces to keep our military going. And as was just pointed out to me, there is a boneyard where plenty of these, we did this story a couple of months ago, apparently. But there's plenty of places where the they can go to get the parts. They're just not connecting the dots. And I don't know if they can go there and get them, actually. We'll have to look into that. We'll have to check that out a little little more closely. Anyway, again, I am truly, truly, truly happy that you joined me. Now, look at, you know, when you realize, or when you think about how long it takes for these guys to be trained, how long it takes to, you know, have the old-timers impart into them and show them how this equipment works, how to fix it, how to fly it, how to maneuver it. Losing all these men and then having to replace them, that's a big deal. Imagine if all the, I don't know, dentists went away at one time. What if everybody would have 50, every dentist with a 50-mile radius, you retired all at once? You know, and all these young kids would just get out of school and start working on you. And nobody's really guiding them or helping them. Might be a painful experience, if you might say. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I'll get back to this. He goes on to say that on an overcast day in the middle of May, the temperatures hovering in the low 50s, two B-1 bombers were supposed to launch at 9. And as I was saying before the break, one of them went out and couldn't take off. And when they got it fixed, when it finally got to the location, it couldn't participate. So we wasted time, money, and fuel. And another spare aircraft was unable to get airborne. Now, when operated effectively, B-1 bombers can be the most effective and lethal bombers in U.S. military arsenal. They're designed to go low level, so they can't be picked up easily, and do very deep strikes, and even drop a nuclear weapon should they need to. Now it was designed to be able to penetrate the so deep in the Soviet Union. The B-1 has evolved into a close air support bomber. Flying for 10 to 12 hours at a time high above the battlefield, B-1s can carry 50,000 pounds of weapons. That's a lot. And most of them are satellite guided, so you don't need the old-fashioned gunner sitting there, right, looking through the glass trying to figure out what to do with them. And it can put 2,000-pound weapons on a doorknob from... Oh, I like that. Think about that. It could put a 2,000-pound bomb on a doorknob from 50 miles away in the dark of night, really quiet. Think about how high or how far 15 miles is. You're not going to hear that coming at you. But only half of these bombers that we have can fly right now. And that's because we don't have the parts. They've got lots of hours on them. We need more replacement parts. So what do? We cut military spending. That's what we do. They've already pulled all the stuff in many parts as they can seem to find to keep these things in the air. And out of the 80 F-16s based in at Shaw Air Force Base, only 42% can fly. So, you know, the Navy's got ships that can't go far. Because they need work. The Air Force needs work. In the last 7 years, we've been cutting the budget like nuts. And that makes sense to you? I want to get back to where we were. Let me see. I want to get back to the president's dictate. The dictator-in-chief. You know, in his edict last night that he signed, that forces all schools to have... Now, in California and a few other states, it doesn't matter. You're already there. You're dictator-in-chief oh, God. Jerry Brown. I think he's on a constant high myself. The president went, no input from Congress, no input from the experts, no sitting down, can I do this? Right, he's been slapped in the wrist for doing this before. Does it in the middle of the night? He's going to be forcing schools all across the country to allow transgenders to use any bathroom they want, any way they want. And the way he's going to ensure that is he's going to force the schools to do it, or he's going to hold back their money. He's going to keep federal funding from them. But I want you to think about something here. The majority of federal funds in school districts, anybody have an idea where they go? What they're used for? Come on, I'll give you a second in the chat room to send out a text here. Sorry about that. But think about something. Most of that money goes to kids, underprivileged kids. I guess you can't use that, right? Lower socioeconomic, I'm going to use underprivileged. Goes to underprivileged kids' food. So kids who can't afford to get food, who can't afford to get equipment, who can't afford to do things in school or have the things they need, are now, their money's going to be pulled. The president thinks he's being smart, but when you really think about it, who's he hurting? Anyway, always, it irritates me to no end. Because he doesn't think things through. And again, he's, you know, the way he does this stuff, he is the epitome of a bully. You realize that, right? Come on, think about it. He doesn't ask what you think. He doesn't sit down and say, how can we work together? He just puts it out there and says, too bad, deal with it or else. And they're looking into taking, you know, keeping, but now they can't keep federal funds back for highways because that's a tax you pay. Needs to go back to the states for that. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Yeah, I'll get off of this on the other side of the break, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Hey, you've missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
Did you know that 900 diseases are connected to nutrient deficiency? Are you wrestling with high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, arthritis, or cancer? Then take a moment to write down this information.
Hello, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie Guy. I'm coming to Knoxville to share with our church families why we have the capacity to live well beyond 120. See you in Knoxville.
May the 18th, Dr. Joel Wallach will be at New Friendship Baptist Church, 1933 Texas Avenue, Knoxville. May the 19th, Dr. Wallach will be at the Holiday Inn, World's Fair Park, 525 Henley Street, downtown Knoxville. Call 865-684-9107.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
today. How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Hey man, I don't feel like going to school no more.
Ask and ye shall receive. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website. And I want your email address. Seriously. This is a place you can put your email address. And once a week, I send you an email. I let you know who's going to be in the show. I let you know what's going on, that kind of stuff. Right? You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. You have a brain that works. You can unsubscribe anytime you want to. Not a big deal. Anyway, I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Come on, what are you doing? I'm on a computer. Do you know I can't stay at computers? I say that every night, and I can't stay at computers. What do I have next for you? Let's see. Oh, you'll like this one. Nah, maybe you won't. Maybe you will. We'll do it anyway. Don't care whether you like it. How you like that? So, you know, I make fun of Mr. Clinton all the time. You know, Billy Bob Clinton. And I love how the women just swoon over him. They just love him. You know, I mean, and I don't get it. I don't know. I mean, apparently they don't care when other women are taken advantage of. Now, flight logs have shown that Bill Clinton flew on the sex offender's jet much more than previously known. What would I call that? Adolescent Island? Now, Bill Clinton was a much more frequent flyer on the registered sex offender's infamous jet that previously reported with flight logs showing the former president taking at least, not one or two, as he said, 26 trips. The flight was warmly named the Lolita Express. Now, come on, let your brain run wild. He was apparently ditching his Secret Service detail for at least five of the flights, according to the records obtained by the news source. Clinton presence aboard Jeffrey Epstein's Boeing 727 on 11 cages had been aborted. God, they're not working. On 11 occasions has been reported, but flight logs show the number is more than double that. And trips between 2001 and 2003 included extended junkets around the world with Epstein and fellow passengers identified on manifests by their initials or first names, including Tatiana. Now, the tricked-out jet earned its Nabokov-inspired nickname because it was reportedly outfitted with a bed where passengers had got group sex with young girls. Now, Bill Clinton, associated with a man like Jeffrey Epstein, who everyone in New York, certainly within the inner circles, knew was a pedophile. Oh, well-known, well-discussed, just knew it. They said the Conchita Sarnoff of the Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit alliance to rescue victims of trafficking and author of a book, The Epstein Case. He's referred to as the Traffic King. Now, why would the former president, I mean, really, why would you do that? Why would you be, if you're protecting women, if you're, you know, the protector of women's rights, and you want to protect your children. You know, he has a daughter. This is the thing I don't understand about these guys. If you have a daughter, especially, you know, a young daughter, and she was younger at the time, and here you are, you're going on a plane, you're going to an island where they're all teenagers, young teenagers, to have sex with 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old women. No, I'm not laughing at him having sex with 12, 13, or 14-year-old women. Now, come on, cut me some slack. I'm laughing about something else that happened. How do you give him any credit? How do you women, you know, that are all into women's rights, you're all into protecting women, you're all into how women should come first. I mean, I'm not putting any of that down, but how do you support a guy like this? And then you support his wife, who obviously condones it, because I'll tell you what, if my wife thought I was playing around with 12-year-olds, she'd turn me in a heartbeat, and she'd have every right to. She would not protect me. I wouldn't blame her. But Hillary protected him at the cost of the 12-year-olds. Now, Epstein, who counts among his pals, royal figures, heads of state, celebrities, fellow billionaires. He spent 13 months in prison and home detention for soliciting and procurement of minors for prostitution. He allegedly had a team of traffickers who procured the girls as young as 12 years old, brought them to, you ready for this, Orgy Island, an estate on Epstein's 72-acre island called Little St. James in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Now, Virginia Roberts, 32, who claims she was pimped out by Epstein at the age 15, has previously claimed she saw Clinton at Epstein's getaway in 2002, but logs do not show Clinton aboard any flights. Yes, because they did everything above board, didn't they? The nearest airport capable of accommodating Epstein's plane, they do show Clinton flying aboard Epstein's plane to such destinations as Hong Kong, Japan, Singapore, China, Brunel, London, New York, and the Azores, Belgium, Norway, Russia, and Africa. Now, among those regularly traveling with Clinton were Epstein's associates, New York socialite Ghislaine Maxwell, and Epstein's assistant Sarah Kellen, both of whom were investigated by the FBI and Palm Beach Police for recruiting girls for Epstein and his friends. Now, the flight logs filed with the feds show that Clinton traveled on some trips as many as 10 U.S. Secret Service agents. However, on five-leg Asian trip between May 22nd and May 25th, not a single service agent was listed. Now, the Secret Service has declined to answer multiple Freedom of Information Act filings. They just won't give up the info. Because maybe they were hiding. Maybe that was it, right? Now, Clinton's spokesman did not return emails requesting comment about the former president's relationship. The Clinton Library says it has no relevant information and does not keep track of Clinton travel records. Now, Martin Weinberg, Epstein's current attorney, won't respond either. Well, if they got nothing to hide, why aren't they responding? Now, there are hundreds of pages of court docs and records, including reports from police and FBI agents reviewed by the news source, show Epstein was under law enforcement scrutiny for more than a year. Now, police of Palm Beach, Florida, launched a year-long investigation in 2005 into Epstein's after parents of a 14-year-old. Now, come on. I want you women and men out there to think. Look at the size of this coffee cup. After the parents of a 14-year-old girl said that their daughter was sexually abused by him, police interviewed dozens of witnesses. They confiscated his trash, performed surveillance, searched his Palm Beach mansion, ultimately identifying, ready for this? Drum roll, please. Yeah. They identified over 20 girls between the ages of 14 and 17 that they could prove were sexually abused by Epstein. Let me, in case you missed that, Bill Clinton, husband of Hillary Clinton, right? You know, that fine, upstanding man. Yeah. Apparently, he ran around with a pedophile who had about 20-plus girls, ages between 14 and 17, were on his plane, and he's been accused of sexually abusing them all. And Bill and him and buddies. Now, in 2006, when the Palm Beach police asked the FBI to launch a federal probe his to his personal, you know, one assistants and all that, they went through everything. Now, they used facilities of interstate commerce to induce the girls between the ages of 14 and 17 to engage in illegal sexual activities. According to the court documents, police investigations found a clear indication that Epstein's staff was frequently working to schedule multiple young girls between the ages of 12 and 16, literally every day, and sometimes two or three times a day. All right, again, close your eyes and think. Your daughters between 12 and 16 being grabbed. Yes, Epstein did go to jail. Your daughter's being grabbed to have sex with this sicko and Bill Clinton being his buddy. What do you think? Any thoughts on that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
I was searching for a Lawrence Welk accent, but I don't know if that would have fit that song. What do you think? Huh? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, this is sick. Right, this whole story is just sick, and anybody who thinks it's not, who thinks this is okay, and he hasn't been charged or not Epstein, but Billy Boy, that doesn't make him innocent just because he hasn't been charged, does it now? These guys get away with so much. The Clintons get away, and look at. Can we, it's just us, right? We can talk here. It's not just the Clintons. You know, the Bushes got away with a lot, have gotten away with a lot. The Clintons get away with a lot. There are groups out there in our kind of weird royalty, if you would, in this country, they get away with quite a bit. The Kennedys, they got away with a boatload during the 60s, 70s, and 80s. You know, it's funny. You guys should look up someday how Joe Kennedy made his money. The noble Kennedy family. I grew up in Massachusetts. We have a clue. And so, you know, here you go. I mean, short of pictures being taken in the room with Billy Boy, you know what was going on in there. Now, one victim in a sworn deposition testimony said that Epstein began sexually assaulting her when she was 13 years old. and molested her on more than 50 other occasions over the next 3 years. The girls testified that they were lured to Epstein's home after being promised hundreds of dollars to be his model or masseuse. But when they arrived, he ordered them to take off their clothes and massage his naked body while he pleasured himself and used sex toys on them. The U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Florida prepared charging documents that accused Epstein of child sex abuse, witness tampering, and money laundering, but Epstein took a plea deal before he before an indictment could be handed up. In September of 2007, a deal shrouded in secrecy left alleged victims shocked at its leniency. Epstein had agreed to a 30-month sentence, including 18 months of jail time and 12 months of house arrest. Year and a half of jail for what he did to those girls. You know what I like about this? Or don't like, I should say. They should change the law. Tell me what you think about this. Let's change the law so that you, if you sexually assault a young girl and daddy's interested in doing this, you lock me in a room with the assaulter, the creep, the criminal. Daddy gets 20 minutes in a room with the criminal. And daddy can be charged with nothing except for murder. So you can't kill the guy. All right, what do you, anybody for that? Can we change the law? Because I got two daughters. I can only imagine. If somebody did something like this to one of them, yeah, I'll put it this way. I'd have a hard time holding on to my Christianity. You know what I'm saying? I'd have a hard time, not impossible, I'd have a hard time showing the love of Christ, the forgiveness of Christ. I'm just being honest with you. You know what? That's why we call it the real side, keeping it real. And you know, federal prison's a little different than regular prison. They should have put them in the state prison with general lockup. You play with little kids in general lockup, they show you what it's like. Now, in exchange for his 30-month sentence, the U.S. Attorney's Office, check this out, listen carefully, they promised not to pursue any federal charges against Epstein, ready for this, or his co-conspirators. So, in other words, nobody else involved in this would be in trouble, only Epstein. Are you hearing this? Now, the alleged victims are suing the federal government over the secret non-prosecution agreement in hopes of having it overturned. Edwards claimed in court records that the government and Epstein concealed the deal from victims to prevent them from voicing any objections and to avoid the firestorm of controversy that would have arisen and all the... That's Joe's words. I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. And all the information we would find out about Bubba. Right? I mean, think of all the political connections that Epstein has with billionaires, right? Elected officials. And all the sex crimes that were committed against minor girls. Let's protect the elite. Let's not protect the girls, right? Let's protect the elite. That's what we do. Oh, sweet Jesus. Yeah, I get very upset at this stuff. I mean, not the crying upset, but the wanting to rip somebody's head off upset. Now, other politicians, celebrities, and businessmen, including presidential candidate Donald Trump, have been accused of fraternizing with Epstein. Trump's lawyer, Alan Garten, told the news source in a statement, Trump and Epstein are not pals. There was no relationship between Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump, he said. They were not friends. They did not socialize together. Now, look, not sticking up for Trump or anybody else for that matter, but... when you're in the position Trump's in, when you're in the position that Epstein was in, when you're running around in those circles, you are going to run into each other. You're going to somehow be involved in each other. Just because you get a picture of somebody shaking a hand with somebody doesn't mean anything. It's like when Trump came out with that picture of, what is it, Raul Cruz and Lee Harvey Oswald passing out flyers. I wasn't upset. Why? Because... he may not have known who he was standing next to. He may not have known Oswald for anything. You can't hang that on somebody. Look, I've been in events where I've had somebody later on say to me, do you know who you were standing next to? Do you know who you were talking to? No, but I can already tell I'm in trouble. Who was it? What are you talking about? Right? So anyhow, no, I'm not cutting him any slack. Put your stones down. That's not what I mean by this. Here's another good one. Not that they're not all good. The Washington Times today. Let's see. Actually, I should have said today. The Washington Times, they've always been kind of in front of some of these crazy things going on in the social world. And this writer wrote the story a couple of years back. Saw this coming and wrote the story a few years ago. And I kind of like it. I mean, I like the fact that they jumped on it early. A new law, this goes back to 2008, new law requiring California public schools to, among other things, allow students to choose their own gender when deciding whether to use the boys' or girls' restroom, locker rooms, and other things. Now, it's a glaring example of the culture assault taking place in America at the stake of the minds, values, and ideals of children whose parents send their kids off to school every morning. Now, most of the parents I talk to, right, they really believe that the schools have the best interest of the kids in mind, and in most cases, I would say they do. And I don't know, do we still have the poll up on what schools should teach? Let me go there real quick. And, yeah, you guys could help me tremendously if you would actually get involved with these polls, and I know some of you do. Let me see. Yeah, there we go. So the last poll we should be taking down here any day now. The poll asked, should schools be teaching? Answer A was reading, writing, arithmetic. Should the schools be teaching and stick to reading, writing, arithmetic, or leave moral values to parents? 73% of you said leave the moral values to parents. 27% said that the schools should be teaching moral values. Right? Total votes were 140. So, you guys agree with me that school needs to get back to the basics. Reading, writing, arithmetic. Leave moral values. Leave the right and wrong of moral issues to the parents. I do not want you teachers teaching my kids what's right or wrong. Now, SB 777, as it is known, claims to be about creating safe schools and prohibiting discrimination against students based upon gender. Instead, right, it's just another example how the influence which special interest groups hold over our lawmakers. Now, look, as I keep saying, I shouldn't have to keep saying it, but you guys love to have a field day with me, so I'm going to say it anyway. The, what is it, zero, somebody can find this easily. It's like 0.13% of the population, not of kids, of the population, identify as transgender. It's a very, very, it's I think it's either one, yeah, it's 1%. I was going to say it's either 10% or 1%. No, it's 1% or under 1%. I'm not suggesting that we ignore these people. That's not what I mean at all. But do we change everything? Right? You can't create another bathroom for those who are gender fluid or whatever you want to call it, any one of those 50-some-odd identifiers I gave you earlier, because that singles them out. And God forbid we don't want to do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Lots more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening on GCN Live.